Dude, stop thinking Prague Police and start thinking PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 4 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM, and with me this week is Ace.
What's up?
And Eddie.
What's up?
Just the three musketeers.
That's right.
Gracias.
We can never seem to do more than three. It always seems like we only have three people.
I know, it's like a curse.
Man, we gotta get more than three.
Well, it's gonna happen.
Well, like E3, I said they gotta just sit around in a room and just record together. I mean, just talk, man. That should be the pop. Yeah, that's what they gotta do.
They're too awkward for that.
Wow, it's probably not gonna happen. We all have like interviews that's like limited to one or two people, so we're gonna be split up like 90% of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's only one group that's going to take all three of us, and that's actually Bethesda. We have an interview lined up with them that's going to take all three of us, but the rest of them is max two people, so.
Wow, never knew that.
I could actually, you know, if you guys got time, like whenever, a little bit later during the podcast, we can talk about some of the interviews we do have lined up, so.
Sweet. Yeah, let's do it. Cool. Well, later on, obviously.
Obviously.
All right, well, what should we start with? I know you got a list.
Yes, I have a list, but I don't know if I want to share it with everyone. It's too secret. No, I'm just joking. No, the most recent would be the Starhawk multiplayer. You guys watch that yet?
I haven't seen the most recent video personally, but everything I've seen so far, I've enjoyed quite a bit. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. What about you, JC?
I haven't seen the most recent one, no.
Oh, really? Oh, it's basically what they did. They showed a studio video of designers versus, I think it was artists, designers versus artists, and they showed them playing multiplayer. It was Capture the Flag, and I don't know if you guys played Warhawk, and I don't know if you guys know what Capture the Flag is on there, but it's pretty awesome. It's a lot different from the original Warhawk, and you could tell how the Santa Monica Studios worked with I forgot, what's the other studio called? I don't know. The people from God of War helped out with them. I think that's Santa Monica Studios anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was Santa Monica, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the other studio's name, though. Oh, it's something Lightbox, something like that. Colorbox, I don't know.
Lightbox is right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, it looks pretty awesome. I like the feature, like you could make a random building anywhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just throw down a random building. I want a building there! Do it! It's done.
So you got pretty much like complete map editor.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Nice.
And it's online, so that's even like it's live. It's like right there.
I did play Warhawk. I was in the original beta, and I actually held off after the beta, and I picked it up sometime later. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I actually just played it like 2 days ago, and it's still freaking awesome. You just gotta get used to it. It's like. The game is so old, it's like, whoa, what is this? It came out in 07, like one of the early years of the PS3, and it's just, you gotta get used to it. Still fun, though. Pretty fun.
I can't hang with the people on there that still play. Like, they're just amazing, their skills. Like,
I remember one game, it was like, I had 12 kills, this guy had like 63 kills. I'm like, alright, you know what? Dude, stop playing Warhawk.
That's everything I saw. Like I jumped on and played. I was playing for a while, and I might get like 3 or 4 kills and die like 30 times.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, so.
People are saying how it's like kind of unbalanced, so that's one thing they're working on. And another thing is, I'm pretty sure it's confirmed that they have a beta for Starhawk. They're not releasing anything about it yet. So that's
good. Yeah, I imagine they would have a beta. That's good stuff. I'll be signing up as soon as I hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be free to or first up for plus members. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we could talk about the store. How that's supposed to be back up this week? What do you guys think about that?
Well,
the whole situation with the store.
Sure, the better. I have this. I just everything at E3 right now has got me like so hyped that I'm just I am wishing that as soon as it's pretty much it. Like as soon, like I just hope everything goes away after E3. All the bad's gone and all the good. I don't know. I just really hope that the store's up, all the games are ready to be downloaded. We don't have any future problems from these hackers, that you know, and would be hackers. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little too optimistic in this. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think Sony will definitely recover from E3 because they definitely got a lot to show off.
Yeah.
Unlike other people. Just saying. Not gonna mention other people, but
do you guys see the rumored list of games that Sony's supposedly gonna be showing off for E3?
I don't know exactly what they are, but I can imagine there's gonna be a lot of them. Do you know them? I mean, you could list them off right now if you want.
I actually don't have a list in front of me, but obviously games like Starhawk, they're talking about Uncharted NGP. I'm trying to think. It was like eight, like five or six, like very like AAA titles for the NGP. Twisted Metal, yeah, obviously one of them, which we have an interview with Eat Sleep Play.
Oh, really? That's freaking awesome.
Yes, we do.
Can't wait for that.
Tosh actually called them directly since he lives right next to them.
Yeah, knock on their door.
Right, he actually did that a couple weeks ago. He went over and just knocked on their door. But we do have an interview. But there's a whole bunch of titles. Nothing really like, I don't want to say amazing, but nothing shocking like that we didn't expect. So I don't know. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Most of these we expected, but there's definitely they got a couple of games underneath their sleeves they're ready to show off.
Yeah.
They have a lot to. They have a lot of bad PR to make up for at this point in time. So I imagine that they're going to be blowing everything out that they possibly can.
Yeah, so. I could see him trying to get our trust back. Honestly, I don't really care. I still trust him.
Absolutely. I have no issues with him at all, even myself. So.
Yeah. Just increased security, that's all. I mean, gotta hope these hackers quit it. I'm getting tired of it, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go. Then you get Xboxes. Jay, I think it was Jay. Yeah, Jay posted about the WWE 2012. I don't know if you guys play that.
No, or if you...
Oh, no, God. it's a little redneck for me, but I understand.
Oh, he's gonna hate you for that.
Man, I used to play like the SmackDown back on the first
PS2.
PlayStation.
Yeah, I used to play them.
And then PlayStation 2, Just Bring It was like the last one I bought, and I quit playing. But my roommate, he's been playing every year since. He's a huge fan. He always plays them. And I told him, like, dude, the new one's coming out. And I was telling him some of the features. But, I guess if you like it, that's good.
Yeah, my little brother, like, he's into that crap. I'm like, I like it too. I like the wrestling game too. But wrestling games, I know there's a lot of them. But, yeah, I still think they're pretty cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't doubt that they're fun for the people that like wrestling. I guess I burnt out when I, because it was way back in the day, so I was younger, and I was like, oh, this is hella fun. And I just kind of like, no, I'm okay.
Maybe I'll show my age here, but the last wrestling game I actually played was like Royal Rumble for like the Sega Genesis.
Oh, man.
And it was amazing. I just picking up the chairs, just whacking people. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Rest in peace, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, man. That poor guy. Like, how did he die? I know it was a car accident, but I think it wasn't like a heart attack or something like that.
It was like a heart attack. And then somebody sent me a picture on Facebook as the why the rapture never happened. And it showed Randy Macho Man Savage elbow dropping Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That was awesome.
It's freaking amazing.
Rockstar, they had stuff about L.A. Noir. I don't know exactly. Do you guys know? You have anything about that?
The DLC stuff?
Yeah. The yeah.
The announced. Yeah, I skimmed it.
I actually just saw something about Sony offering a partial entry into that package. I don't know. It's like a timed exclusive or a timed admittance into that for the hacking problem to go along with everything else they're offering us. And I actually just saw that about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's like the two cases, I think it is, the arson case and another vice case.
Yeah.
So I guess Sony, for, you know, some PR management, they're going to toss us some more goodies.
I'm enjoying the game. I still haven't beat it yet, but I'm a pretty good ways in. I'm not like Jay that can play the game 74 hours a day. But
I'm not that far in it either. I play usually one case and I'm done, because if my roommate's up and he's like playing some video like Left 4 Dead or something, I need to focus. I can't focus when there's too much noise. I have to like pay attention and watch the expression. So I usually do one case and I stop.
Yeah, I got the three naked murder girls, whatever, mm-hmm. And like the cases are getting like way too long for me. I'm like, oh my god, gotta slump along. I'm like, come on, it's still an awesome game. Don't get me wrong, I love the game.
Yeah, I know. That was like, there's one I was like, it was the golden butterfly. And I was like, all right, I'll just get this one done real quick because it won't take that long. And I was like, yeah, go through. Also, it just kept going and going, and I was like, oh man! And then it was like I too started because I totally just failed. Because I was like, man, it was annoying. He was like, dude. I was like,
yeah, no, LA Noir is gonna get some kind of award. It's freaking, just I don't even know. Amazing.
Yeah, man, I have this friend who is playing it, and she was telling me, she's like, yeah, I'm playing it. I'm this far, and I was like, she's all, I hate not getting 100%. So if I get a I get it wrong, she reloads it and plays again until she gets everything correct. I'm like, if you're just going to restart to get everything correct, why don't you just look at a guide? And she goes, no, because that'd be kind of like cheating. I'm all, but you're just restarting it over and over. And that's such a waste, because you're playing the same segment like 6 times until you get every conversational branch possible. I'm all, that's no way to play the game. That's out of control.
She's going to rack up 200 hours in that game.
I know, right? It's for man. Ridiculous.
You know how hard it is to get 100% in a Rockstar game? Oh my god. Oh. Grand Theft Auto 4 was just ridiculous. Yeah, go ahead, Daddy.
No, I'm sorry. My 4-year-old son absolutely loves watching me play this game. And I'm in there and I'm investigating these cadavers. And I'm looking over and he's straddling my wife, grabbing her chin, looking side to side, then grabbing her hand, and I'm like, "What is he doing?" And she's like, "She's investigating my dead body." So my son now investigates us like we're cadavers. And I'm driving to daycare. I'm driving to daycare, and he goes, "Go straight here. Attaboy, at the next turn, go right." Really?
Oh my god!
So at least he's getting his entertainment out of it.
Pretty sure LA Noir is brainwashing your child.
It's not, you know what, Red Dead Redemption, he has a poster of Red Dead in his room. He's 4 years old. So I think it's Rockstar in general, but hey.
That's pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, are you bringing your PS3 to E3 with you, Eddie? I know it's a weird question. Yeah, PS3, not PS2.
I won't be traveling with any consoles.
Oh, because I was gonna say you can do like some kind of Inception thing. You can watch E3 on your PS3 while you're at E3.
Only, you know, I have the Inception horn on my Android phone, so it might work out. As long as I can get the kick.
Sony's doing something with PlayStation Home. I think it's the first time ever where you can watch E3 live on PlayStation Home, which is pretty cool.
I think you're right. I know they showed some other stuff on PlayStation Home at one time, but I don't believe it was E3 type material.
Yeah.
But I guess that means the store is definitely going to be up before June 6th.
I hope. They said this week, damn it.
That's what I really hope. It just needs to be up, like now.
Like now. Today's Tuesday.
Do it now.
Today's the update day. I'm waiting. I'm trying to sign in nonstop.
I know they had some maintenance going on today, so.
Yeah. supposedly for the store to come back tomorrow, but then they said some devs are saying it might be not until Friday. But so you could, if you signed in, you could stay online even while the maintenance is going.
I love that. Yeah. That makes no sense at all.
That's how it should be. All the maintenance and like upgrades should be, you know, in the background.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, for the home people, watch out for E3.
Yeah, go to the theater, and then everybody does Running Man while they're watching E3.
Or harassing a female.
Or they're putting down bubble machines.
Honest question. How many times have you guys actually accessed home?
This is tough.
I'd say it was a lot when it first, is it technically still beta right now? I mean, when it first.
I don't think it's left beta.
Yeah. When it first came up and it was like, you're invited home. I went in and I played a lot of like bowling and pool because that was hella fun. And then, I went in like randomly every now and then. And, I'd probably say maybe like about 10 to 20 times.
Tasha's gonna hate me, but I would say like 5 to 6 times. It wasn't a lot. It's I don't know what it is. I don't know. I was never a Sims fan either, so that doesn't help.
Well, I mean, as far as like the whole, I guess, yeah, you might want to say MMO community type. You know, I was in there. I played Final Fantasy XI for 5 years.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, I went into it maybe 7-8 times, and half of those times were just to show people who didn't have PS3s what home was about.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like a big thing, and I don't know. Really, it really never caught on with me personally. That's why I asked.
I've heard they actually make a lot of revenue off of it, but, I mean, I don't... More props to people who play it. It's just, I have other games to play.
Yeah.
It's like...
And I've never gone in to launch a game from home. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Is that even possible? I know that was, like, touted when it originally was announced. I didn't even know that was possible still.
That's what Tosh does every time we have game night. He all joins up, and they all launch from inside home, I believe.
See, if I knew that, I would have used home.
Because I don't go in that often, it's like anytime I go back, suddenly I have to download an update, and then every time I go into an area, I have to re-download that area.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate, is the freaking updates that take like 10 minutes to load one part of a city. I'm like, what is this?
Just give me one huge update. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I could have swore I already put 5 gigs of home on my hard drive already. I have to download
I'm scared to even look. I don't even know how much space it takes up.
Dude, like when the beta first started, I created a club because I thought you could put like pool tables in your club, which would have been awesome because pool tables are always taken because there's like 4. And then you'd be surprised. Like I always get requests to join the club, even though it's inactive. I get requests on the PSN all the time. Like, hey, I want to join your club, and I'm like, shh, dude, no. I'm like, this is inactive.
Well, it's I heard they actually really do care about it, but I don't know. It's like, if it gets better, like, I heard it's supposed to get way better. They're supposed to be getting, like, real games into it now.
I heard rumors of even a NGP-type version of home.
That'd be sweet.
That's what I need, to be in home while I'm on the move. I'm on the bus, I'm in home! Hell yeah! Yeah. You know, the one thing I did like about Home was back in the day when they did like preview screenings in the theater, and they do trailers, movie trailers. And
yeah, I love that.
Back when I think we talked about this before. Back when Resident Evil Degeneration came out, they previewed like the first 15 minutes of the movie in Home, and that was awesome.
I never even knew they did that. So
yeah, that was cool. I mean, the movie sucked, but it was cool that they previewed it. Like, dude, because I think that's what they did for E3 one year as well. You can go in there and just watch all the new game trailers, and they showed, like, a bunch of them. And I was like, you should just do that all the time. I'm like, that would be badass.
Well, I think the main reason why they're doing it this year is because, you know, obviously they want people to build trust back.
Yeah.
And they just want, I don't know, maybe there's more people at home this year. I don't, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the metrics on how populated home gets, but
yeah, that'd be pretty cool to look at the stats.
Yeah,
I know it was pretty crowded during the old Killzone 3 game they had going on there for a while.
Yeah. Bringing it back to the NGP, did you guys see the... What was it? They're bringing some kind of new tech J-Ad.
The Smart R.
The Smart R.
AR.
Yeah.
Smart R.
Damn, awesome. Kind of creepy. Awesome still.
I'm so not a fan of AR. I think I posted that on the forum itself. I played a lot of games, a lot of AR games on both the PlayStation I as well as the PSP. I can't get into them. I don't know.
So, like, iPad, you mean?
I played iPad. In fact, I wrote a review on PS3 blog for iPad and Invisimals.
Oh.
Invisimals was kind of... It was neat. It was neat.
Invisimals.
I like the concept of them. I think they just got to get it right.
Yeah.
It's where people actually like them.
It was more or less a Pokemon. Is the way it felt to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old. I don't know. But it's a neat idea. I like the fact that you can do AR without the cards, which is what the NGP is boasting because of the, processing capability that it's going to be coming with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait for the NGP.
Our Vita, as it's called.
Life.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. It's Latin.
it's Vita.
PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's the official name of it?
That's yes. Rumored to be the official name, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, they'll announce it at E3.
But it was actually seen this afternoon on a official PlayStation site with Vita as it's subtitled. So it's pretty much... It's going to happen. It's pretty much what it is. It's been codenamed Vita for quite a while now. The developers even came out and pretty much said that it's what it's been called, but they stopped calling it that.
Yeah, I'll just call it a PSP2 for now.
Like, yeah, wait, what? Why does it keep the PSP2? Make everyone's life easier.
Yeah.
I think they want to get away from the whole PSP thing. The PSP, it sold well. It sold 70 million units. But the software, it has like a bad taste to it. I don't know. It's something about it that doesn't really click with, sales. I don't know.
Well, you know, the piracy didn't really help the PSP.
Yeah, no.
I disagree with that. It was extremely easy to pirate. But so was the DS, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was an R4 card, so. And that still sold like gangbusters.
Yeah, that's about it.
You know that story about the NGP having a version with what was it, less RAM? So it'd be cheaper.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
Okay, I've been trying to look online. Does the NGP use XDR RAM or is it DDR? Because it doesn't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because I figured the PS3 uses XDR, which is why 256 is perfectly fine because XDR RAM is awesome. And I was like, well, I'm really curious if the NGP uses XDR, because if it does, cutting down on the RAM shouldn't be that big of a deal, you know? Because if it's XDR RAM, then it's better than that same amount in DDR. So,
I have a theory on that, and listen to me, this like whole theory deal. First off, we're going from a rumor of a rumor. So we really don't know exactly what the RAM was anyway.
Yeah.
Like with that French 01.net site, they're accurate. They've been right almost every time. So maybe they do know what they're talking about. But they listed the RAM specifications or the rumors like, I guess it was like 6 months ago when they first talked about the NGP or so. And they said it was 512 megs of RAM with 256 of VRAM. Now they're saying it's 256 with 128, I believe is the official stats that they're stating. What we do know as far as like the PS3 goes, the SDK kits almost always run double the RAM of the consumer product. Like the PS3, for example, has 512 megs of RAM compared to our 256 with 256 of VRAM. So maybe what they had originally, since it was so long ago, maybe they had the stats and the specs of the SDK kit of the NGP, and now that we're so close to launch, they have the consumer product, which is half the amount of RAM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe RAM was actually cut in half, but maybe they're comparing the SDK kit versus the consumer product.
Yeah.
So that's my theory of the whole deal.
That would make a lot more sense.
So I really don't. We saw Uncharted on NGP. We're gonna get to play Uncharted on GP. Nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it still looks crazy good. So.
Exactly. So.
Well, speaking about Sony, they confirmed that they are working on the PlayStation 4. What do you guys?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about it? Well, I know it's obviously idiot.
I'm not saying obvious. I'm just saying, like, you know, they confirm it's like I just figured they must be doing slow research over the course of the
looking at the I think the R&D's been going on since pretty much the PS3 hit the stores. I read actually a recent rumor that the new processor on which Sony is looking at is a 16 SPU cell processor versus the 8 that's in the PS3. With, of course, with a partnership with IBM again. But we're not really looking at as much in R&D cost as the PS3 since the technology is pretty much present.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it'll be definitely cheaper at launch than the PS3. It has to be cheaper than the PS3 was at launch.
Yeah, we can only pray.
Yeah.
I completely agree. It'll be cheaper.
Yeah. If it came out and it was like, let's say $450 or $400, I'd still get one. You know, and I've actually kind of turned around the idea of a new PlayStation console coming out. Because originally I was really against it because I didn't want to get a new console. But then I thought about it. I was like, well, first off, the PS4s, the games will be Blu-ray. So it has backwards compatibility right there. And then it's going to be the same. I'm assuming PlayStation Network, obviously, because that'll be the same. And if you buy it and there's no games at launch that are really that good, you can still play all your PS3 games on the PS4. And our game nights could still exist. So I don't know why I was so against the idea of a new console. I mean, I could still buy one and play all my PS3. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I was like, I don't want a new one. And I'm like, I guess it's just because I just don't like the idea that developers suddenly have to stop and learn new hardware, which takes them a while, and then, you know, get something out and all that. I just want to keep going with
the current console. The thing with that is, like, even then, the PC developers would still be, way available to the PS4 capabilities. You got to think, they're putting way more on PC than I would think the PS4, because the PC is always going to be one step ahead of any other console. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, but the upgrades for PC are always like these. It's not all of a sudden. It's like, here's this, and then bam, here's this. It's always these slow upgrades. Like, oh, here's this.
Yeah, here's $150 video card.
We just created more RAM. It's like, whatever. And it's like, oh, we do this. Oh, and we have LDirectX and this and all that. It's this little stuff that keeps incrementally coming up that doesn't necessarily require a huge, you know, learning curve, because it's basically all the same. It's just, oh, now this does this, so you can render this better. It's like, it's not giant steps. It's just a bunch of little steps coming up that just keep going. So, but I'm curious if they, because they made the NGP easier for developers like they wanted, so I'm curious if they'll...
The PS4 is going to be easier for development, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'll be easier for development, but who knows, I mean...
Maybe. Yeah,
I hope they take the same the same steps. They went to the developers and were like, if we made a new handheld, what would you want? And that's how they developed NGP, through many, many, many developers, third party and first.
Yeah.
So I hope they follow the same pattern with the PS4.
Yeah,
don't mess up the formula, you know what I mean?
That's pretty good.
Oh, jeez, no.
You know, you're going to try. I mean...
Man, I love the control. It's like perfect how it is for me. I'm like, okay, it's fine. Don't offset the joysticks. Just keep Malia.
Four joysticks for the PS4? Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude,
that'd be...
The controller's just a cube you hang on to.
Use your mind to play the game.
Hell yeah.
As long as they keep motion control at bay, I am happy.
Yeah.
They can even bring back the PS3 Crescent Moon Boomerang deal, and I would use it. Hey, you know, actually, I would prefer that, because I had to like get out of my anger mode when playing games and throwing controllers, because it breaks so easy these days. That one would just come right back to me and be okay. I can throw it, come right back, I keep playing, move on.
That's right.
It's an anger management device. That's what the whole R&D was built off of. So,
man. Do you guys see any of the new Battlefield stuff?
I actually haven't.
Neither have I.
It's basically, they did well, they had a EA has their own show, and they did exclusive because they do it like once a month, and they did an exclusive episode about Battlefield 3 and interviews with developers and stuff. They showed some new gameplay, looks freaking awesome. And JC, you saw the GIFs I posted, right?
Yeah.
That's what that was from. It was the EA own show.
That with the that was like that 10-minute thing. And they showed how they're using the soccer.
Yeah.
FIFA yep. Tech or whatever. To
yep.
Give, yeah. Animation. I didn't see that actually.
Oh my god, the animation looks absolutely freaking so realistic. Like the guy like runs, you can see him like stop and shoes like he slides. The prone.
Yeah.
The best prone I've ever seen from going to standing up to prone was just absolutely, oh my god.
He looked he was going just a little too quick though. Like the film was sped up like 1.5%.
That's possible too.
Yeah.
Either way, it's just, it showed a lot more about Battlefield 3 and how it's shaping up, which looks pretty damn awesome. They had an interview about the maps, about how they're doing the Karkan maps. What were the names of them? I forgot the names.
I'm gonna try to add him real quick. Let's see if he joins.
Let's hope. But yeah, they just asked like if they like designing new maps or redoing old maps. I think it would be pretty awesome just creating a brand new map from start.
Yeah.
Just learning it.
Oh, Tosh is here.
Is he actually in here, or is he here in our minds? I don't know.
Maybe he's looking for his microphone.
So he's technically not here. Well, I don't. Oh god, I don't know.
I like the idea of them doing those maps though, like throwback maps.
Yeah, I love.
That's a cool idea. I like.
I think it's awesome when you see any game redoing like a map.
Yeah, like Killzone does that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. Start plugging my mic.
There he is. It's Ace. We got where's your soundboard, Ace? We got to clap because we have four people on the podcast.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
This is some kind of record.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That's right.
So we're talking about Battlefield 3. What do you think about that, Tosh?
I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. The last one, I played the demo of Battlefield 2. I never actually got it, but I liked it.
Yeah. I am all about Battlefield 3. I am not about its launch time.
Yeah.
November? Beginning of November? Really? Is that what you're going to do to me? I got Uncharted, Elder Scrolls, Call of Duty. I got Batman 2 weeks before that. This is it's crazy.
WWE 12.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's so much.
You have to rob a bank.
Twisted Metal's in October.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy talk.
That's a must, though. That's a must for, I think, any PlayStation owner.
You know, and this, maybe you guys might ban me after this. I am not a huge Twisted Metal fan.
That's fine. Don't worry. We won't yell at you like some people do.
I am actually not a huge Sony first party fan, minus Uncharted.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid. That's third party. I mean, but, I maybe exclusive is the term I want to use. Resistance One was great. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know.
What?
But Uncharted, that's my favorite game of the generation. I don't know. Something's wrong with me. What do you guys think about the Metal Gear Solid Rising coming out? Vaporware.
If the story's good, because Metal Gear's all for me, it's always been about the story, and I don't know how it's gonna be with just Raiden. So
yeah, it's hard to say just yet. We don't really know. We don't really know much.
I heard a rumor that another developer was actually on board in making that game, not our normal Konami.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the the company.
Wait, they're not even going to E3 this year, are they? I don't think they are.
Who, Konami?
No, I thought they are. Tomorrow. No,
they are. No, they are. Okay. But there's someone from there that's not going or something like that. I don't know. Some famous dude. I forgot what I saw. I don't know.
Kojima-san?
Kojima-san. He's always the surprise.
Yeah. He comes
out. Oh, yeah. Is that what I was thinking of? I think that was. I don't know.
Hideo.
No, he's pretty nice. Hopefully he's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said something along the lines like the last like several years of work has meant nothing, and that was like what he tweeted.
It means nothing.
Not really sure what's going on there. I don't know if like some like seppuku is going to follow that. I don't know. It's pretty depressing. Whatever it was.
I'm hoping for Zone of Vendors myself.
Zone of Vendors, yeah.
You guys are so lucky. You guys get to freaking demo the games and everything.
Hey, I hope. I mean, we're going to be in line for quite some time for some of the better games, so we might not get to demo as many as we'd like, especially with all the interviews. Just trying to make you feel better, man.
We get a host of panels. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be awesome.
I'm telling you, we should support Eddie and get him like a T-shirt launcher and just keep. Have them launch T-shirts into the crowd and stuff.
Over here.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Sweet dude.
Oh man.
Might not be able to ever go back to E3, but hey, it'd be worth it. Our logo would be everywhere.
I have a feeling that Oli is only going to take pictures of booth babes while he's there.
Oh my god!
Absolutely, with me in the picture.
Okay, yeah, better get some of those. Put a nice little collage.
Hanging out with the Duke Nukem.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh,
oh yeah.
It's gonna be bad because my wife is actually gonna be watching the live blog. So.
Oh god.
May not be too good.
Look away.
We're actually gonna have a different kind of live blog set up this time. We're going to have what's called a live ticker going to be in the sidebar. And that's just going to show updates from just, you know, us people that are E3. And there's no comments about on that one. But in the main live blog posts, people can, you know, post questions.
Yeah, and nice. I'm sure me and, well, if JC's on, we'll hold it down.
Well, I won't be available next week, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, you're leaving for vacation or something like that, aren't you?
Vacation next week, yeah, so.
Alright.
I'm sure someone else
is. I kind of figured out what the live blog if you blog to at ps3blog.net or any of our other Twitter names. So it actually automatically posts to the live blog without me having to approve it.
Sweet.
Nice. You see questions come in like live. So that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So wait, always staying in a hotel, right? Without you guys.
Correct.
Oh, what about Paul Fierce? What's going on with Paul Fierce?
Well, I don't know where the dude came from. Just all of a sudden, like, he's like, hi, I'm here. I'm going to eat food with you guys. Okay, cool. He has one of my favorite dudes in his avatar. So, you know, the Dos Equis guy.
Maybe it is for him.
That'd be so awesome. Oh, my. Dude, sign my shirt. So wait, he's going with you guys though, right? Like he's gonna meet you there, or
yeah, we're gonna meet up with him somewhere. I'm not sure where just yet.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's Spank 3, the Baconing. You guys
that's
watching
a great
about
name.
That? The trailer was hilarious. You guys, and you guys watch it?
I have not.
Of course not.
I never played in the other Death Bank, so I haven't watched the trailer.
I didn't know this was the third one. I thought it was the second.
No,
I don't know.
The second was Thongs of Virtue.
Oh, okay.
And the first one was just Death Bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. Death Bank.
I didn't
Death Bank's
play
the one
I
played.
I know, man. What's going on?
Okay. Well, you didn't watch the trailer, so you can't talk.
Oh, hey, no, but I knew that there was three.
Death's Bank was awesome. The first one, it was a lot of I don't know. It was so hilarious, like all of his lines. The only thing you need to work on was like the quest. That's about it. You got kind of lost.
Lost.
Hate that show.
Don't worry about it. It's over.
Well, that's pretty much all of the gaming news, I think. Unless you guys got anything else.
Well, I know
this week
at E3, apparently the Uncharted Naughty Dog, they said that they recorded saying, "You know, you ain't seen nothing yet." Like apparently they're supposed to show some pretty cool stuff at E3.
Yeah, let's go through the E3 lineup with you guys. What are you guys doing for E3?
Oh, we got a few interviews lined up. As I mentioned earlier, we got Twisted Metal, actually Eat, Sleep, Play, rather, that we have an interview with that Tosh personally set up today.
Yeah, I talked to the lady, and she said to email her, and I'm yet to hear back from her, so I'll probably call tomorrow just to make sure that we're confirmed for next Wednesday.
Yeah. We do have a Bethesda interview lined up. We have a nice Square Enix interview lined up, to which we're going to see several games as well, get a booth tour. Majesco, we got an interview with them. Risen 2? Risen, not sure. But yeah, we have an interview with a couple other smaller, I guess you want to say, developers or contacts that we have interviews with lined up, as well as our Sonic 20th anniversary after party that we're going to.
Yeah, that should be fun.
How old does that make you feel? Sonic is 20 years old.
That's crazy.
You guys saw the original?
I did.
Original.
Yeah.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah, I love the original Sonic.
I had the original Sega Genesis. I had the original Sega Master System before the Genesis. And then I picked up the Genesis, and I had the 32X, and I had the Sega CD that it, like, set on top of and clammed together.
Tower going, huh?
It was like a Transformer for Sega. But, no, it actually, it makes me feel old to know that Sonic is 20 years old, but I am very looking forward to the party. I hear a lot of, you know, prizes and good stuff being given out while we're there.
Woo-hoo.
Have you seen the video for the new Sonic that they're making?
No, I tend to avoid those.
It's supposed to be, I watched the video, and control-wise, it's just like the old Sonic.
Really?
Which I hated about the PSN versions. They had, like, auto-locking and all this stuff. I didn't really like it.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But more giveaways.
More giveaways, yeah. Can't wait for
more giveaways. The prizes that we get, obviously, PS3 blog giveaways coming up, following E3, nice swag stuff. Yeah, I come home with no less than 30 t-shirts or so. Nice. I'm bringing almost a fully empty suitcase with me, just for swag.
Just for swag.
Excellent.
So, that's the way to do it.
And that, of course, will be turned into PS3 giveaways. PS3 blog.net giveaways.
I'm sure people enjoy those.
Absolutely.
So what time is the press conference on Monday? It starts at 5? I thought it was earlier than that.
It starts at 5 Pacific Standard Time, 5 or 5:30, I believe. Something like that. But that's when the actual conference starts. They have a pre-party that starts at 3:30. Well, then they have the after party that goes all the way to 10 o'clock.
Jeez.
Which is going to be, of course, with they've already mentioned that the NGP will be hands-on after the press conference all the way till 10. So, and they have, I believe, 128 booths set up for it.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah, something like that. Some more.
I will be in line, posting my thoughts.
Why don't you just, like, put one in your back pocket and just walk out with it?
It'll probably be tethered to the booth, like, in a case and...
I'm still failing to see the problem. Oh.
Yeah, I got clippers. I can just cut it.
No, I meant bring her with me. I have two pockets. I mean, I know. I'm looking forward to it. The NGP is probably one of my most hyped systems in a long time.
Sweet.
That's good. That's good.
So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it too.
I'm really
I can't wait to see what the games they come out with. I know it's just gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
I know we got some other third parties on board. We got some neat games. I mean, such as what's it called, Deviant?
I have not a clue.
that actually utilizes the touchpad on the back it's like this ball rolling puzzle game. You like roll the ball by
I saw that
across the back, and I know the website is actually live now, but they don't have any information on there yet. So expect to see that very soon.
It's just a plain white site.
It just says the name of the company, Big Studios and such. I believe it's like a green background, but looks cool. Looks like they're going to have some information as soon as E3 drops.
It's cool to see someone actually using the backpad. Hopefully it doesn't go to waste.
I don't believe it will. I think I actually have some good uses for it.
Sweet.
Uncharted uses it for vine climbing, actually.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Some kind of Gorilla IP on there.
Speaking of Gorilla, did you guys hear about the rumored new IP from Gorilla Studios?
I didn't hear about the E3 one, but there was an old rumor a while ago that they were working on another IP. So I could definitely see something big being announced.
Oh, that'd be exciting. They do good work there.
Yeah.
So it's supposedly going to be shown at E3, the last rumor that I hear about. I mean, whether it's a valid rumor or not, but what's it going to be? Shooter?
A shooter, adventure, any, I don't know, RPG.
Or something like Liberation, who knows?
Yeah, maybe some kind of really sci-fi game. That'd be pretty awesome. Go a Halo way. What about Valve? Do we have, JC, they're really not going to be there? That's disappointing.
Man, I know. I was like, maybe we'll surprise there. I mean, who knows? But yeah, they said they're not going to be there. I'm like, man, come on. You got to do something.
Did we just lose Eddie?
Yeah, I think we... I heard him. I think we lost him. He's... Let me try calling. Call him back. He must say he's on his phone, so...
Phone. That's it's possible his phone could have died. Yeah, it's pretty good for your phone.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Come in.
Thank you. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. In the middle of, like, speaking, and next thing I know, I hear, like, a little bell in the background and silence.
So that's just an app on your phone, your Android app?
Yeah, that's it. It works just like the phone does, minus Bluetooth, which is annoying. But
they don't have Bluetooth?
Yeah, the Bluetooth doesn't work. My Bluetooth won't sync up while I'm on Skype.
That sucks.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I completely agree. And I'll be getting a headset soon enough, so don't worry.
That's pretty awesome, though. How you have pretty good damn quality for being on Skype on a cell phone.
Yeah.
So technically, you could be at E3 Skyping. Just saying.
Yeah, technically.
I could be. Although I'm trying to save my battery life, I actually Android. So originally I was only expecting 2 to 3 hours out of my phone, but since I rooted it, maybe 5 or 6 now. So
there you go.
Excellent. There you go.
And that's going to be running Cover It Live for the live broadcast.
Can't wait. So what about conferences? What conferences are you guys going to?
The only one that we actually have a physical invite to is going to be the Sony keynote. The rest of them were pretty much not invited, or we didn't accept invitations.
You gotta get if you want to go to the EA conference, you gotta get invited to that. Really?
Each keynote, they're all by invitation.
Wow, I didn't know that. I thought you just had to sign up for E3 and then, oh, yeah, you can go to which one you want.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was going to talk that too, but.
We could probably get into those if you looked into it more. But the main one we wanted to get Eddie into was the Sony one.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you pretty much end up, like, as soon as you get accepted in the E3, you go onto this email list, and they just spam you with, like, interviews and booth dates and keynotes and things of that nature. It's not any day that I don't get 20 emails about E3, like, company. Some company's going to be E3 that wants us to show up.
Come to our conference, get a free kidney.
Swag.
It's kind of funny because, you know, some of the stuff is absolutely not PS3 related at all, but nonetheless.
Come to our Microsoft conference, get a free PS3.
Hell yeah.
I would show up.
There you go.
Oh, man.
I'm all about the Hulk Hogan Kinect title. Actually, I'm not.
Is that really a game? I hope it's
not. It really is a game. It's some Hulk Hogan Kinect title. I have absolutely no, like, only thing I like, supposedly you have to pull in a performance that rallies the Hulkamaniacs. Uh-oh. And I don't know if it involves ripping off your shirt or not. I haven't figured that part out yet.
It's a Hulk Hogan game. You gotta do that.
Yeah, it's gonna be the cover, right? He's just ripping it off.
It's gonna be some 50-year-old pedophile tearing his shirt off, I'm telling you. Oh,
the game should come around a t-shirt and you rip off the t-shirt to get to the game.
That's right.
It's gotta be a Velcro t-shirt, though. You gotta be able to put it back together.
And then every time you play, you always have to rip a shirt, so you just go.
Go to the t-shirt like nothing.
Hulkamania. Nah, I don't know. I'm not a motion gaming guy. I can't get into the whole Kinect thing. I've played with it a couple times before, but.
Yeah. Well, when you say motion, do you mean like you don't like move or like?
I really am not a fan of move, the Wiimote, or Kinect. I do prefer move over the rest.
Yeah.
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 But I'm just really not a huge fan of any of them.
I don't know.
Have any of you guys ever played the PlayStation Eye? Like the iToy games?
I've played a couple of them.
I'm actually one of the few that played Eye of the Beholder.
Oh, yeah?
The card game. The card game, yes, yeah, okay. A little nerdy, whatever. But it was you know, kind of symbolic of Magic the Gathering back in the day. You put your card down, camera's looking at the cards, pops up this image out of the card, some 3D dragon. It's kind of cool. Yeah. I had fun with the game, but then you got to keep buying these expansion packs and it just gets too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Yeah, no, I have not really a big fan of the Eye or... Well, I mean, I've used a move, but I haven't really, you know, actually bought it, so can't really say I love it or hate it.
I did play Killzone 3 on it, and it was very, very awkward.
I heard it was really good, but you had to get used to it, just like a couple other games. I think SOCOM 4 did it. PlayStation Move really good, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever play a shooter with a move. I tried Killzone 3 a little, and I couldn't see myself playing multiplayer and being able to respond quick enough.
Absolutely. Same problem I had.
Yeah. Because there is that slight delay, isn't there? That very slight delay.
The delay is mostly, I guess you want to say, human error, more so than physical the product communicating back and forth. But for me, it was trying to get the motion down, like the reload got twisted, you know, to your left or whatever,
yeah, like
outside
controls.
The screen. And I want to lay on the couch, you know. I'm a lazy American.
I'm a lazy American.
I want to lay on the couch. Exactly. Oh. I want to lay down different positions and play the game.
Different positions.
Oh, God. We completely forgot about the Call of Duty subscription service, the Call of Duty Elite or whatever that crap is called. I don't know.
Careful. Don't get people riled up.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Man. I guess they, since they didn't really announce, you know, all the entirely what total features. I mean, you had to see this coming, considering they said it, like, way back in the day about that. So you knew something was going to happen. But it's like, depending on how much they charge, I mean, the people that like Call of Duty, they'll probably like it, and good for them. If they want it, they can have it. But I'm not interested in it at all.
Yeah, it's mostly just like a website and then perks, right?
Well, it seems like they have like a, you can share the videos through the game, almost like its own private YouTube kind of thing, and you can rate it there. And then from what the trailer looked like, it looked like it showed map stats. And like you look at a map and it shows the map overview, and then it highlights areas, I guess, where you get most of your kills and where you die, which is what it looked like, which is cool. You know, like this is where you get most of your kills. This is which weapons you do the best with in this map, and this is where you get the kills with those weapons. Like it looks like if it's just a bunch of metrics on top of like super clan features and stuff like that. Although the only play with people who make, like, I like peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I'm gonna play with that guy because he likes it too. That's kind of ridiculous, but I mean, it seems kind of like, eh, it's kind of cool. But I don't know about a pay feature for.
Yeah, it's. I think it should be free. Is it? Yeah, the rumoring is like $7. $7 rate out $8, which is crazy for something that should be free in my eyes.
Yeah. I believe Halo Waypoint does this already, but it's like I believe it's like $15 or $20 a year.
That's not bad.
And it's pretty much the same identical thing, the whole theater mode. Something that pretty much like Uncharted already does for free, Uncharted 2, rather.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, it should be something that's. A lot of other games offer free stats online. Which it should. I mean, they do that with Black Ops, but I don't know. You know, there's going to be a whole. They're just trying to get more revenue off of it. That's all they're trying
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. And they're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe EEDAR said that up to they believe 4 million people will sign up for it within the first year.
Yeah, I won't
be
one of them.
High hopes.
So I will not be one of them either. So
like a Call of Duty Facebook, that's what you're going for.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, pretty much. Hey, socializing it. Throw it out there.
Which I don't understand. I don't know. It's their call.
As long as I can play with friends online for free, I'm happy. The day that it goes like with the online code that you can't gamefly and you got to buy it new, I may not play it anymore.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's. I think that's pretty much it for gaming news, isn't it?
Yeah, we covered a lot. So.
Yeah, it was kind of actually a busy week.
Yeah, it was pretty busy. Yeah, normally we only get about a half hour of game stuff and then we just chit-chat, but that's like we have about an hour of just game stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about any new releases. I didn't look up any new game releases this week. You guys know any games coming out?
Infamous 2.
When's that come out?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm so pissed off. Because it comes out on June 6th. And I see it E3, so I got to play like a week after it comes out.
Well, I'll get it, and I'll tell you what it's like.
No. Well, maybe Sony will give it away for free.
There you go. It'll maybe. It'll be Infamous for free.
Man. That'd be pretty awesome. It's kind of weird how they did right on E3.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It's pretty bad timing.
For people going to E3 anyway.
Well, maybe they just didn't want to show any more videos. They're like, oh, let's just release it on E3, so don't do any more videos.
I mean, well, people that just view E3. I mean, you're still going to be home. You're going to be viewing E3. You're going to watch what's going on. For the people that like to watch it live anyway. And you're like, I don't know.
We're going to have a better view than you.
You probably will.
I'm going to be at home.
You might see me on there.
Yeah, when I say so, just stand up and just, I don't even know. Just jump. Just keep jumping.
Just shout, PS3 blog.
No. See, like the bald guy in the PS3 blog t-shirt flashing gang symbols, that's me.
Just shout Paul Fierce.
Gang signs. It's Paul Fierce.
Paul
Have you heard of Paul Fierce is going to the Sony event? Or
I don't believe so. I know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he had access to that.
I know he's not going as an he's not going as a freaking writer. He's going as just a regular viewer, I believe, right?
He's got a media pass, so.
Oh, he does have a media pass? What? I thought he didn't have it.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because he has his already. I know they're not mailing them out this year, so I'm not sure. I don't have mine yet. I just have my barcode to show off when I show up in the line, so.
You're branded.
Pretty much. They can tattoo that thing on me, all right?
Oh yeah, there's a new segment I wanted to do. I wanted to do some kind of new sound effects thing where we pick like a sound effect from like a game, and the first person to comment who actually gets it right, we're going to give them like points, so PS3 blog points, so you can enter giveaways and stuff. Is that okay with you guys?
Sound effects?
Sweet, sounds good.
For some reason I thought you were doing a soundtrack, like you're going to play a part of a song.
Well, yeah. Well, it's something like that. It's not like the full freaking soundtrack. It's going to take like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This one's going to be pretty easy for everyone to know. So whoever really comments first should get it, I hope. And whoever gets it, how much points should it be, guys? Like 150, 200 points, something like that?
I'll do 150.
150 sounds good.
Okay. All right, well, here it is. And if you guys don't know this, I'm just going to leave now.
I know that one.
Sounds oddly familiar.
Uncharted.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. When Sully dies, that's the sound he makes.
It's about how old he is. I mean,
that's the sound Ollie makes when he sees a woman.
I think when Flynn blows himself up with a grenade, that's the sound. That's the sound. He's getting beaten down.
That's the sound it makes when I rage quit on a first-person shooter game.
There you go. You ever watch those rage quit videos on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, they're so funny. Oh, man.
But yeah, so whoever comments first and gets that right, I hope someone will get it right. Hopefully someone's listening to this.
And of course, we're eligible.
We'll give you 150 points for giveaways. And with E3 coming up, it's not a bad time to get some points.
Definitely not.
There's going to be some giveaways.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't have any reader mail. Emails.
Yeah, but we plan on having a couple of guests. One's going to be a PR from Dead Island. Game, right?
Yeah, we still need to work that out, but she agreed to come on.
Sweet. I kind of stalked her. There's like a GameSpot interview. I had to see who. Well, it was like an
East
22nd GameSpot interview. And yeah, so hopefully we can talk to her about Dead Island.
Aubrey's pretty cool, so. She has Twitter, follower, Chupacabra, you know, good stuff.
She's the most hilarious PR person I've seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, her Twitter's pretty hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're trying to get some kind of voiceover developer from EA. I think I'm going to try asking him, because I know he is. Well, not in real life, but, you know.
Yeah, you know him in real life. You stalk him.
always just try to get him, because the Battlefield voiceover is supposed to be really amazing for first person shooter games. It's like 300 different versions of Pick Me Up or something like that. Pick me up, pick me up.
That's insane.
Yeah, I asked them how long they've been working on the voiceovers, and it's been like 2.5 years. So that's pretty.
Give me your hand.
Give me Joppa.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it. They're trying to take my tortillas.
So it should have a pretty cool future for our blogcast coming up, you know.
Good stuff.
Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes too. Just search for PS3 Blogcast.
And don't forget to rate us.
Yeah, we need some freaking reviews, guys. Come on, get out there. Yes.
Don't forget to call us and leave us voicemails.
That's right, voicemails, man. We'll play them on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll make fun of you or something.
Probably.
It's easy to remember, PS3888blog.
That's right, man. That's right.
Yeah, go right on Google and, phone us up. Or you just click freaking the calling thing right there on the main site.
I just want to give a reminder to everyone for a future date closer to the beta of Uncharted 3. I will be taking my beta code that I get from reserving Infamous and probably giving that away around that time, since I'm going to get a beta code because I'm a plus member, so I have an extra. So I will be giving that away close to the date. So in case you didn't reserve Infamous or you're not a plus member, you'll have a chance to possibly get into the beta. So
that's pretty awesome. Infamous, well, yeah, Infamous 2 and Uncharted. The beta looks pretty freaking insane.
Yeah, I can't wait
for both.
All about it.
Right, I'm gonna be playing the crap out of beta.
You gotta make missions for Infamous.
They actually leaked. Well, I don't know if they really leaked. I know they showed a lot of stuff for the beta. They rearranged the perks round. I didn't read all of it, but there's a lot of details out there about the beta. So if you wanna just look around.
Well, then I guess we'll that'll conclude the fourth episode of the PS3 Blogcast. I want to thank you all for joining.
It's been lovely.
Oh, as always.
Awesome.
Jumped on.
Yeah, man. That's right. And, we'll see you guys on the site.
All right. Later.
Peace.